time for the monthly oops moment when speakers reveal, well, when things didn't go quite as planned.
So my name is Judson Lipley. My biggest oops moment, I was doing a training and it was in the high school gym. And if you remember some of the old high school gyms, there's about a 2 foot drop from like the stage where, you know, like where they would set up like a band or a play and then the gym floor itself. And I was at the front of that and I was saying something and I flat off, slipped off and fell straight face down. Popped right back up and just went right on going, never even missed it. And it was funny because you could see everyone react. But then when I didn't acknowledge it, they didn't laugh at all. They just were like, oh, he fell. Okay.
Hi, this is Silvia Giusto. My oops moment is, well, I'm very much known for my skirts, right, that I wear. And once I have been wearing a wrap around skirt and it fell down. It opened and it fell down on stage and I was standing there without one of my famous skirts.
My name is Jerry O'Brien. My oops moment is I was speaking at a major design conference. Design executives from all across the country and all across the globe. And I do a thing in my presentation where I talk about the demise and the bankruptcy of Kodak quickly. And I put up the stock chart and say, why did Kodak go bankrupt? And the audience always says, oh, it's because of digital cameras. And then I say, well, it's not really because of digital cameras. It was ineffective leadership that caused Kodak to go bankrupt. I finish my presentation, and I go on to show how to have more effective leadership. I finish my presentation, someone walks up to me and hands me a business card from Kodak, saying, yes, I'm one of the leaders in Kodak, pulling us out of bankruptcy. Thank you so much for that presentation. And they were not exactly very happy as a sponsor of the conference that I was at. Not the best moment.